It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, so today we're talking about the importance of micronutrients. You guys have heard us talk about this, but today, later in the hour, we have guests, a set of guests, married couple, Mira and Jason Calton. They're authors of the book, The Micronutrient Miracle, The 28-Day Plan to Lose Weight, Increase Your Energy, and Reverse Disease. And, you know, I'm so glad we're talking about this because it's so, so important. I remember when we had our own discovery about this, and this is a while back, I mean, a couple of years back, when we were really getting into micronutrients and how that was affecting health. There was a lot of research coming out, and we met with a lab that tests for micronutrient deficiencies within the cell. And before we decided that we would do this for other patients, we said, you know, we'll take it. We want to see the results. We want to see the report. We want to see how it affects us. And we were shocked.
Yes, we all had deficiencies within our cell.
And they were all different. We all had different deficiencies.
Right. And it's so important. We've seen patients who, for example, in their blood have adequate vitamin B12, but it doesn't translate across the cell wall inside the cell where it's needed.
Yeah, so they need more.
They need more. That's an extreme example, but it's so important. For so long, doctors assumed if it's in the blood and it's good, you're good. Not necessarily so, and it's just common sense. It needs to get out of the blood, inside the cell. That's where it's used.
Well, and you know, we took that from our own experience, and then going in and that kind of, I have to just kind of back up for a minute, because that was really the birth of us expanding our pharmaceutical grade supplements, because we were taking some supplements that were, we thought, high quality. And we were like, okay, why do we all have these issues? So then we really delved into, years ago, let's put together a supplement line that is pharmaceutical grade, guaranteed to have in it what it says. And that's really the birth of the Stay Young Vitamin line, was kind of from the micronutrient testing that we all had.
And also our supplements are gluten-free. It was sort of, if you're sensitive to gluten and you're going to have vitamin deficiencies, you're going to have micronutrient deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing then is to take a vitamin that has gluten in it.
Yeah.
It's sort of self-defeating. And then we also have vegetarian capsules, too, for vegetarians.
Yeah. So and then we felt so much better. So we just decided, let's offer the micronutrient testing to our patients. And we did. And we put it, you can go on our website, emtexas.com/services. If you go to that page, you can find micronutrient testing. Now we have the ability not just to test the people in our office, but we have the ability to test our listeners. So if we have a listener who says, man, I need to get tested, I need to see what's going on, we can actually send somebody to your house in wherever you are, Michigan or Chicago or you name it, and have that drawn, and then we can do the results over the phone and really help you by giving you a personalized approach. And as we listen this hour and we talk to our guests, you really get a good handle on why this is so important. I mean, I love the story of Mira. She's one of the authors coming up that's going to talk to us. She has an incredible, incredible story. But people often say, why if I eat right, why am I not getting enough nutrition? And recently we went down to the farmer's market and got some great organic, really colorful vegetables. I mean, I think the stuff at the store isn't quite as colorful as what you get at the farmer's market.
And this has been known for decades. The food we're getting in the grocery stores, for a variety of reasons, whether it be genetic modification or pesticides or the soil that the food is grown in isn't as nutrient dense. The foods aren't so nutrient dense. So the tomato we eat today is not the same as the tomato 40 or 50 years ago.
Right. They pick them early. I love the ones that they sell, speaking of tomatoes, and they say it's on the vine. They just cut the vine off. It doesn't keep it getting any better nutrition. Or, you know, it doesn't get any better versus...
I do pay more for on the vine.
Walking out in your backyard and plucking that tomato when it's at its peak of ripeness.
Yeah. It's so important. And going back real quick to the micronutrient testing, it's not just an individual basis, but but we have companies will go in and test their employees and then have individual consultations with those employees. They see their revenues go up in the next quarter because their people are more productive. It's incredible. Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. Something that is shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I love this research. And you know, I'm not, I don't know, this was kind of, I was a little shocked, but then maybe not so much. So urinary tract infections, we often call these UTIs, are the second most common infectious disease seen in primary care. So that's what most doctors see, even in the emergency rooms as well. And many of the strains of UTIs are resistant to antibiotic treatments. And a lot of this has to do with antibiotic overuse and whatnot. But it turns out that garlic may be the answer, according to a recent study published in the Pertinica Journal of Tropical Agricultural Science. The garlic actually has sulfur compounds that may be why garlic has been used for centuries to treat all kinds of infectious in various countries. Not so much here, but all over the world they use it. And in this particular study, 82% of the antibiotic-resistant bacteria was not resistant to the compounds found in the extracts of garlic. So once again, we're seeing that a natural source is a cure. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, garlic also has a weak antibiotic in it called oleic acid derivative and or oleomycin. And so the only thing is, you know, I've had patients chew a whole head of garlic. It's pretty hard to be around them.
Maybe that's why they don't get UTIs.
the cranberry, you know, juice is another one that is a very common one that especially women will use. And what it does is inhibits the ability of the bacteria to permeate or get inside the lining of the bladder. So if they can't get in there, they can't set up housekeeping and cause a clinical infection. It's been shown to be effective. So you're doing those things without taking antibiotics and affecting your gut biome and other things. There's no reason you can't try those, you know, early on. There's still going to be a place for use of antibiotics, but you could probably cut the number by a third or half, I would bet. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. Definitely. All right, I want to make sure everybody goes to our Facebook page, the Stay Young Media Group. Find us on Facebook. We're always posting lots of great stuff. And don't forget, stayyoungamerica.com. You can find podcast links there. You can find all kinds of past research studies we've talked about. It's a great website, and I got a blog on there, so check it out.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain and your need for a quick and minimally invasive solution. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in the 10X procedure. This small but powerful instrument breaks up scar tissue and removes it through a tiny puncture wound. The entire procedure only takes about 15 minutes. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so coming up, we have a husband and wife team whose mission in life is to keep America healthy by exposing and correcting those micronutrient deficiencies, something you hear us talk about all the time. And they have co-authored a great book, The Micronutrient Miracle, a 28-day plan to lose weight, increase your energy, and reverse disease, something we all want to do. So if you haven't been feeling yourself lately, then today we may have the answers for you.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Okay.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
That's where I get my mammo, girls.
So
great service.
Interesting that we looked into races, and certain races experience increases in longevity. And this particular study, they were looking at Ashkenazi centenarians and Jewish people, right? So,
oh,
Dr. Gammon, you got a little...
you got that in your genetic background.
Yes, Ashkenazi.
Ashkenazi. And the Ashkenazis do have a genetic variation that does keep their telomerase levels up higher.
So, he's got his arms stretched
there
out.
There you go. And so, unfortunately, that population also is burdened with a lot of genetic diseases, as you're aware. I mean, they have a lot of times have to have genetic screening and things, but they do experience. And so, the old Jewish saying, "May you live to be 120," probably has a basis in it that people used to live to be 120 back in biblical times.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just they measured time different and everything else. So that does show that there is a population here that does have genetic variation that does impart longevity greater than other races.
It's so funny because everyone used to ask Dr. Gammon here, "Are you Jewish?" And he's like, "Why does everybody ask me if I'm Jewish?" And then when you had your genetic testing done and it showed that you had Ashkenazi Jew, you're like, "Now I know why they all think I'm Jewish." It's kind of funny. I'm so excited today. We've got Mira and Jason Calton, authors of the book Micronutrient Miracle, the 28-day plan to lose weight, increase your energy, and reverse disease. Thanks for coming on, Mira and Jason.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us today.
So why did you write this book, you guys? You know, why is this your passion?
Well, you know, I wasn't always a healthy person. And when I was 30, I was diagnosed with advanced osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty devastating.
At 30, wow.
Yeah, they told me I had the bone density of an 80-year-old woman.
Ugh.
completely bedridden, and they told me I wasn't going to ever heal, and nothing was going to get better for me. I had to sell my company, and I had to move in with my family so they could take care of me. And so I started studying on this because I had to. I had to figure out how to reverse my own disease. And now, after only 2 years of working with Dr. Cald, my husband now, we reversed my osteoporosis, and now it's a passion because I don't want anyone else to go through what I went through. And, you know, having reversed it, I know it's possible, and now we get so excited and so passionate about making sure that other people also get the benefit of these amazing micronutrients.
How did you cure yourself?
Well, the same exact thing that we teach in the Micronutrient Miracle. It's a three-step approach. We say food first because, of course, that's why it's here on this planet. We want to have really good, healthy, rich food. But as you likely know, it's not as nutrient-dense as it once was.
Exactly.
So that only gets you so far. Step two is to learn about your lifestyle habits and how they're actually affecting your health. For example, a lot of exercise, a lot of stress, a lot of things a lot of us are doing every day in our modern world are actually depleting our micronutrients. So you have to learn a little bit about how these are affecting you. And then last, you have to learn to supplement smart to make sure you're filling in those gaps every day so you don't get a disease.
So often patients come in with a shoebox full of supplements, and they're the wrong supplements.
they're drugstore specials.
I mean, they often only need one or two or three things at the most, when they're taking 20, and they're all the wrong ones.
Well, and that's why we say supplement smart.
Smart, that's right. Okay, so your background, you're a clinical nutritionist, right?
Yes, I'm a nutritionist. I wasn't always, but after learning all this, I got so excited and back to school.
Well, I can see why. And, you know, it's so good when you're living in your purpose. You find something you're really excited about, you can connect with, and then you're doing it. So let's talk for a minute to Jason. Jason, now tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I have a PhD in human nutrition and a background in molecular biology and microbiology. So, you know, nutrition is my passion, and it has been since I was a boy, actually. And when Mira first walked into my office with this, or kind of hobbled into the office with this advanced osteoporosis.
Now we know how you met her.
We did meet. She was a patient of mine. And, you know, I was doing what other nutritionists do. I was talking about the macronutrients, the carbs, the fats, the proteins.
Right.
You know, lots of times when people talk to their nutritionists, that's what they kind of get stuck on. You know, what kind of a diet should I follow? But it didn't really matter how much fat or carbs or protein she was eating. We needed to really focus on the other side of food, the vitamins, the minerals, the essential fatty acids like the omega-3 that your doctor's always telling you to get, and those amino acids. We needed to make sure that her body was absorbing the micronutrients that she needed so that she could turn around her condition.
Well, I think that's so important that you know, she had a partner in that. A lot of times, excluding our doctors here, a lot of times people go in to see their family physician or their internist, and they never even talk about it. They don't talk about nutrition at all. It's sad because so much of our bodies, our brains, everything about us have to function on good nutrition, and it's not even discussed. They want to write a prescription for something.
It's macronutrition, and they're not talking micronutrition.
Right, so. Exactly.
And that's what the doctors had told me, exactly. They said, here's your prescription. You're going to get on bisphosphonates. You're never going to be able to have children. And this is going to be your be-all, end-all. This is the only thing we can do for you. And that's why when I found Jason and I twisted his arm into working with me and looking at all the things I had been discovering about micronutrients, because I was, you know, when you're sick, you have a lot of time lying on your back to do research. And I was thrilled that he said yes, because I finally found a partner who is also getting as interested in these crazy little micronutrients as I was.
Well, let's talk about this reversing your health condition in 28 days. So you guys are saying in a month you can do some significantly good things to help your body.
Yeah, it sounds almost too good to be true. But I'm telling you, having worked with clients now for over 25 years, over 10,000 clients, personal clients that I've worked with, I can tell you honestly that in 28 days, which is why we made this a 4-week program, you can see significant improvements in your health when you become sufficient in those essential micronutrients.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens within just a matter of days, depending on what condition the person's experiencing.
Well, I have to tell you, Jason, if you ever quit your day job, you have a great radio voice. I just have to throw that out there, that smooth voice. But so let's just say somebody right now listening is like, I'm not feeling my best. Maybe there's something else out there. I think they should stop and get this book, because if they pick up this book, they're going to learn a lot. The Micronutrient Miracle, the 28-day plan to lose weight, increase your energy, and reverse disease. And somebody out there may not need to lose weight, but there's still a good book, regardless of the fact that lose weight's in the title. They may be thin, but what we call starving, because they don't have the nutrients in their body, correct?
That's absolutely right. And the great thing is we're going to go past kind of all this stuff that's going on about what kind of diet should I follow. You can be a paleo. You can be a vegetarian. You can be a low-fat dieter. You can be a Mediterranean dieter. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We're going to get down to the essential micronutrients. And once you start understanding about that and you start to become sufficient in these essential micronutrients, because what happens is small deficiencies in these essential micronutrients, again, a deficiency in your vitamin D or a deficiency in your calcium or your magnesium, those might be showing up in your life in small things like poor sleep or low energy. When you start to become sufficient in those, you're going to start to notice those reverse right away. But when you stay deficient for long periods of time, those same deficiencies then convert into what's called long latency lifestyle diseases, things like diabetes, hypertension, even cancer, and obviously with Mira, it was advanced osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know what kind. We always say we don't know what your miracle will be, because we don't know what you're deficient in. But we know one thing: becoming sufficient in your micronutrients will make you really have extraordinary health.
Well, one thing we started doing recently is we put just a good multivitamin and vitamin D in a little 2-week starter pack to give to patients, because a lot of times they're like, yeah, I don't want to make the investment and, you know, taking some supplements, et cetera. And it's like, here's a 2-week challenge. Try this for 2 weeks. And I'll bet you 50-60% of them just off that 2 weeks feel better.
Yeah, they do. They come back and they go, man, I didn't even know.
Not anything specific, just kind of general basics.
Yeah, and omega-3s, I mean, that's huge.
They don't fit in the container.
but people think that they don't need these things. Or they say, no, you know, my doctor's, you know, he's got me on this or that. I'm doing pretty good. Well, whenever we hear my doctor has me on, and we're not anti-pharmaceuticals. Sometimes they are necessary, but pharmaceuticals can deplete you of many micronutrients. And so they may not realize, they say, oh, I eat good. Well, that's a whole nother story about the food and the actual nutrition levels in the food. But as soon as you start adding prescriptions, you're actually deducting some of those nutrients from your body. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I want to give a shout out to our military guys and gals. We love you. Thank you so much for everything you do. Keep downloading those podcasts. And for those of you who haven't done the podcast yet, go to stayyoungamerica.com.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you suffer from tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain. You need a solution that will get you back to normal and pain-free as soon as possible. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in many procedures, including the new FDA-approved 10X procedure. This small but powerful instrument uses high-frequency vibrations to break up and remove that scar tissue. Once the damaged tissue is removed, the body can start to repair itself. The entire procedure takes about 15 minutes, and the very tiny puncture wound is covered with just a small bandage. That's right, it's microsurgery. The 10X micro procedure is much less painful and has a much shorter recovery time than traditional surgical procedures. This is just one of many innovative treatments available at Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com. That number again is 972-438-4636, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com. 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, so don't forget, we got the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up. Grab your pen, 844-WELL-100. That's the phone number, toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And Dementia Defender is your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And you just got to get that riddle right and give us your information. We'll send you out a free, and I mean free, copy of the book. So we're talking with Mira and Jason Calton. They're authors of the book Micronutrient Miracle, the 28-Day Plan to Lose Weight, Increase Your Energy, and Reverse Disease. So I'm really interested because there are a lot of foods that you guys say your pantries are making you fat. There's a lot of things in your home that may be making you sick, some chemicals and things. So let's first start with food cravings, because there's some 7 tips that you have that can help us with food cravings. And this, and I think the pantry and the food cravings kind of go together, because when I crave something, I don't necessarily go to the refrigerator. I tend to walk to the pantry.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the junk is hiding. And by junk, we mean things that are in boxes, bags, and bottles. And these things all have certain things in common. One is sugar. And sugar is more addictive than cocaine. And that's, you know, and that's telling you something. It is going to make you eat it. And, you know, food scientists do something. They add in these, all these other things called flavor enhancers. These things actually make it, they change it so that you actually want more of it and you don't even understand why. And they're trying to get more of your money is what it is. They're just going to keep putting this in until they get that, find that sweet spot where you just can't put the food down anymore. So a lot of times, one thing that we absolutely first step is to look on the back of the ingredients and to get rid of anything that has sugar in it, just simply because of its addictive nature.
Well, and one of the rules I tell them is if it's got more than 4 ingredients or one you can't pronounce, it probably
throw
is
it
bad
out
for you.
Yep.
I think that's really good advice. Now, we also want to get rid of wheat. Now, one of the things, a lot of people are like, well, you know, do I really need to do that? I've read Wheat Belly and I've read Grain Brain. And, well, you know, when it comes to micronutrients, and we look at everything from a micronutrient perspective, and we like to, you know, we like to do a little balancing act, and we want to try to make sure that you get as many of these micronutrients as you can. Well, wheat is a micronutrient depleter in many ways. It's got things like, it's got anti-nutrients like phytic acid, oxalic acid. It's got things like gluten that, you know, you hear so much about these days. And it's also got something in there that's called amylopectin A. and gliadin. And so research has shown that if you eat wheat on a regular basis, or if you eat wheat in a specific day, you'll eat almost 400 more calories per day because it stimulates that hunger. So if you've got a real problem with cravings, you probably want to get rid of the wheat.
That's, you know, that's so important. And when we talk about wheat and gluten in particularly, people with celiac disease, which a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I don't know anybody with that. Well, you know somebody. They just may not know they have it. Because what's the new statistic on the number of celiac disease? They just released this.
Yeah, Dr. Fasano out of Boston, the Children's Hospital there, he thinks that celiac is not 1%. He thinks it's more likely 6%. It's just being unrecognized.
Yeah, and I believe that too. But what happens when you have celiac disease and you eat wheat or eat gluten, you deplete yourself of vitamin D. There's a whole list of micronutrients that cannot be absorbed. And it's fascinating information. So I am right on board with you on this. Get rid of the wheat.
Oh, well, that's great. Let's keep on moving and seeing what else we're going to, rather than getting rid of something, let's add something in. Let's make sure we're getting enough calcium and magnesium in our diet, because this is a really fun one. Most people don't realize that food cravings are really signs that you're micronutrient deficient. So when you become deficient, say, in your calcium levels, you're going to start craving salty and sweet foods. And this is really, they've done a lot of studies out of this, on this, at the Monell Chemical Sense Center. And what they found is that when you become, eat something, say, that has some sugar in it, it actually depletes your calcium and magnesium. And when you become depleted in your calcium and magnesium, you start craving more sugar. So you actually are like a dog chasing its own tail in this endless cycle. And it's a vicious cycle that you can't get out of. You eat the sugar, and then you can become more depleted. And then that depletion causes you to eat more sugar. So it's really, if you can just stop that cycle by getting enough calcium and magnesium in your diet, then you got things under control. You can end those food cravings.
Yeah, I think that's so important. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's one of the things we get in our help the diabetic supplements is the adequate amounts of calcium and magnesium. So
yeah,
that along with a couple other things. But
a lot of people that go off dairy too, they don't take a calcium supplement, and they, you know, they may not be having Greek yogurt or whatever, but they are eliminating certain things out of their diet, but then they're not putting other things in. A lot of times we see that with vegans or vegetarians. They take something out of their diet, and then they're not supplementing it back in with something else. So go on. There's seven tips. Give us another one.
Okay, well, I think one of the next ones is to get rid of MSG. Now, MSG
is
under a lot of different names. A lot of people are like, well, you know, whenever I go to the Chinese restaurant, I always tell them, don't put any MSG in my food.
Uh-huh.
Well, this can be a little bit misleading because, you know, soy sauce basically is MSG. And so when you put the soy sauce on your Chinese food, you're adding it. They may not be. So you got to watch out for that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really fascinating. A lot of people get migraine headaches from MSG, monosodium glutamate. So for our listeners that might say, oh, I don't eat that. It doesn't say MSG. Well, you need to know what that stands for. So
right.
All right. So one more.
Okay. We'll give you, how about plastic bottles? You know, a lot of people don't think about this, but the new studies on actual BPA and phthalates and the different pieces of different types of plastics that are used in a lot of these products, they're actually causing endocrine system disruption. And they actually did some studies because originally the U.S. government had put out that they're completely safe and it's not a problem and they have food, all this. The new studies say that actually increases your fat cells. So you're bound to gain weight if you start drinking your water out of water bottles.
All right. That's all I do. I'm going to stop that now.
You know, an area to watch out for BPA is, for example, there are oral appliances sold for
snoring, sleep
apnea and for snoring. And if you get them custom made from a reputable dentist, there'll be no BPA. But a lot of people, in order to save money, will just buy it off the internet. And of course, there's a reason it's cheaper, and a lot of those will have BPA. And so, and of course, then they're going to have it in their mouth for 8 hours every night when they sleep. So there's a lot of hidden BPA, and people just need to be aware of that.
That's fascinating. You're right. I mean, it's just like when we found out there's gluten in toothpaste. I mean, who knew? So okay, let's talk for a minute about, I love that you brought up this whole water bottle and weight gain. What are some of the other things that may be keeping us from losing weight?
Well, a lot of people exercise too long.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise wrong. And hours and hours of doing excessive workouts, the cardiovascular type workouts where you're sweating for hours at high intensity, are going to cause you to have a lot of micronutrient depletion. And that's because you're sweating it out. I mean, people see those Gatorade commercials and they see the green liquid pouring out of people's pores, and they don't think vitamins and minerals. They don't think it's electrolytes. And electrolytes are just that. They're vitamins and minerals. And those same vitamins and minerals are controlling your digestive tract. They're helping with, you know, your hormones, your, and all that stuff, and how you are, you know, are utilizing the fat and the proteins that you're eating every single day. So we want to make sure that if you're going to be exercising, like, you know, you have that treadmill that's probably hanging your clothes right now and you're in your bedroom, we want you to realize that that might not be the best thing, is hours at the exercise.
Yeah.
Well, I had an example with an Olympic caliber athlete, and her chief complaint was her recovery times had been prolonged. And we tested her, and she had some deficiencies, but she wasn't taking just even a good multivitamin, and it was along those lines. And she's like, I eat green, I eat non-GMO, and, you know, I mean, have this great nutrition. And it's like, you're burning through that stuff so fast, you've got to supplement it to keep it up.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. If you're an athlete, or even if you're just a weekend warrior, you need to make sure that you're getting that calcium for muscle contraction, like you said, and you need vitamin C. In fact, a great study showed that you burn 25% more calories if you're just sufficient in vitamin C than the exact same person that you yourself would burn if you're deficient in just that one vitamin. So yeah, it's so, so important to make sure that you get all the vitamins in, especially if you're going to be doing athletics.
Okay, so we only got about 2 minutes left on with you guys. So real quick, two things in our house that could be toxic we should swap out.
Well, toxic things in our house that we should swap out, definitely. Let's talk about the nonstick pots and pans. I think a lot of people miss the kitchen when they're thinking about nutrition. But this is what you cook your food in. You're cooking it for yourself and for your family. These Teflon coatings, yes, they're going to be basically outlawed now in America within the next few years. You'll see them coming out. But if you still have them in your kitchen today, get them out of there.
Ooh, good to know. Okay, one more.
Oops.
Now, just anything that has fragrance in it. So basically, that's your dish soaps, your deodorants, all of your makeup, all of these things, fragrance.
I feel like everything in my house smells of something.
Yeah, not only is that going to be a problem because it's not good for you, all those toxic fragrances, it uses your body, uses your antioxidants as natural detoxifiers. So you're burning through your antioxidants a lot faster if you have all that stuff around you. But all of that, those smells make you hungry. They know that. So that's why a lot of things actually smell like food.
Yeah. Vanilla.
Exactly.
A lot of people use vanilla.
That's another reason you should probably get rid of them. And we actually, in the book, Micronutrient Miracle, we list all of our favorite brands. And we actually give you coupons for a lot of them, for all these great non-toxic alternatives.
Okay, great. What website should our listeners go to?
The
best one is going to be MyMiracleGifts.com, because that's actually where we put a lot of the really fun events that we have coming up, as well as a lot of the coupons and specials we're running.
Okay, say it one more time.
MyMiracleGifts.com.
Okay. .com. All right, so good. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to do the Medical Mania trivia. You can play right along.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, all hour, this has just been a great show, and we, you know, we're super excited to tell you, too. Don't forget, go on the website, StayYoungAmerica.com, StayYoungAmerica.com. You can find links to the podcast. You can find lots of research that we talk about here on the show and old Dementia Defender riddles of the day. So don't forget, grab your pen, because at the end of the show, the end of every show, we do the Dementia Defender riddle of the day, and it's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia, Celebrity Edition. Who do we have today, Judy?
I love Celebrity Edition, and we have Anjali Bhamani. She is, you'll know her. You know her from Confessions of a Shopaholic. You've seen her on Criminal Minds. You've seen her on Bones. She's all over the place, but today, she's on the Staying Young Show. Anjali, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Judy. Thank you for having me. I'm one of those lucky people that actually does get to say I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So we're gonna see how much knowledge they've given you.
Oh, yeah. God help me. I think I'm gonna do my two surgeon parents some serious embarrassment today, and I hope my fake doctor card doesn't get revoked after today. See how we do.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here's your first question.
Love it.
So you dropped something on your big toe, and the doctor had to remove your big toenail. How long will it take that nail to grow back? How many months?
72. No, that's a really grand question that I never thought of. Can we say 6 months?
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Exactly correct.
I have to tell you, this is actually proof that my dad has been right all these years, because usually he would give me one of two answers when something went wrong. It would either be, it's going to be better in 4 to 6 weeks, or it would be better in 6 months. And my dad was right. It's totally right. Half the time it's right.
That's right.
All right. This is a tricky one. It gets to the body fat. So the human body has enough fat on average to produce how many bars of soap?
It's kind of gross.
Oh, my God. That's so Silence of the Lambs. You guys, that's gross.
No fava beans with it.
Put the lotion on.
Put the lotion in the basket. Oh, my goodness. The human body has how many, I don't know, how many bars of soap? Let's say 10.
Close enough. That's about right. About 7 or so.
Man, this is pretty good.
These are kind of old questions, so based on the Americans today, it's probably gone up to 10. So.
Totally going up to 10. I've seen, I've seen the documentaries and all of that stuff. I know.
I wonder if you're going to look at somebody and go, yeah, that's a 12 bar.
Yeah, she's
I do live in Hollywood, so it's more like 3 or 4 bars.
That's a 3 bar.
Give us a little bit of a leeway here. We're going to average 7. Makes sense.
The plastic surgeons can always go into the soap business. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. I mean, since they're pulling fat from one part of your body and injecting it to the other, they might as well just make soap while they're at it. Anyway.
Okay, how long does it take an individual blood cell to make a complete circuit of the body? In other words, how long does it take one blood cell to circulate through the body? And it'll be in minutes. How many minutes?
60.
No, I'm so sorry. It takes.
You were doing so good too.
It takes.
No, I'm nailing it. I should have thought of that when it said, 60 minutes is an hour. Why would I say 60?
Yeah, the answer was 60 seconds or 1 minute. It takes 1 minute.
Really?
That's
so you
all
were
it
thinking
takes.
60 seconds.
These little brothers, my goodness. Look at those guys go. All right, well, 2 out of 3 for a fake doctor. Hey, no
you're doing good. All right. Next,
yeah, you are doing good.
Next one is, whose brain is bigger, yours or a Neanderthal?
Oh, clearly mine.
Whose brain is bigger?
Brain is bigger. I kind of want to say a Neanderthal because they had big freaking heads.
That's right. So Neanderthal had greater brain size than Homo sapiens.
Anjali, I'm so excited.
We just got more
logic.
Efficient with it.
You're using logic. Like, yeah, they got a big head. I bet they have a big brain, too.
I mean, I don't know. Again, this is all faux doctor logic. So let's see how it keeps going. Fingers crossed.
Here's your final question.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Which lung is bigger, the right lung or the left lung?
These are trivia.
Yeah, no kidding, y'all. I'm going to say the left.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, I want to know why you thought the left, because we're going to give the reason behind why it's the other one.
To be totally honest, I am left-handed, and my whole left side of my body is just a little bit stronger and a little bit better than the other side. Don't tell my right side of my body I told it that because it will get jealous. I just based it on my own wackadoo body instead of thinking about logic for every human.
Well, the reason the right lung is bigger is because in the left side, you have to have room for your heart.
Yeah,
so the right side is bigger.
See, now that would make sense if I just thought about basic human anatomy.
But faux doctors don't generally think about that.
If I had used my more efficient non-Neanderthal brain on that question, I might have been able to get it right. But instead, I went with my gut, or with my wackadoo body that I have sitting right here. So.
All right. So what's in the future for you?
Well, I actually just finished shooting an episode of The Fosters as Dr. Melvoy. So yet again, a new doctor. So hopefully we'll be seeing more of that character on ABC Family's The Fosters. And I'm also heading out to Chicago to work on the new play festival, which I'm really excited about. They have several new plays. Sandra Oh is going to be performing there. Multiple Broadway star and dear friend of mine, Andre DeShields, will be there. And I'll be playing the lead in one of those plays. And then I'm heading out to New York for some work on a Broadway-bound play that I've been working on for several years called Roof of the World. So
awesome.
A lot of fun stuff coming up. But we're really hoping that that the Fosters continues going as well as it has. It had its best ratings recently in, it just had a huge ratings bump recently, and I have a few movies coming out. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff coming out here.
Great.
Keep an eye out on.
Great stuff. Okay, we're going to put a link to your page on our Facebook so people can go follow you. All right, I want to also let you know what you won because we got so wrapped up.
Oh my God, you guys are so kind.
We're going to send you some of our Stay Young vitamin line. We're going to send you some resveratrol. It's great for the brain. Helps you.
Oh, I love resveratrol. Listen to me. I sound like such a nerd. Oh my God, I love resveratrol. No, I absolutely actually do. I take it every day, and now I'll take yours.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're going to send you some, and we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. So, man, you're going to be, like, thinking good and looking good, and, man, you'll be ready for the next movie.
Fantastic. You guys will keep me, you know, in looking like I'm in my 20s. Well past it.
You're awesome. Thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Thank you so much, Judy. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So she was fun. I really liked her.
She was very energetic.
She was.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready, Dr. Anderson?
I am.
Okay, here's this week's riddle. I'm sure Judy will get this immediately.
Okay, I'm going to try, but I won't say it out loud.
This is another what am I question.
Oh, I don't like these.
You love them.
No, I'm no good at these.
I am served at a table in gatherings of two or four. Served small, served white, served round. You'll love some, and that's part of the fun. What am I? Now, let me repeat this. I am served at a table in gatherings of two or four. Served small, white, and round. You'll love some, and that's part of the fun. What am I?
I have no clue. But if you know, it's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And what you need to do is you need to either call us toll free at 844-WELL-100. You got to leave us your name, your information, where to ship the book, and you have to leave the correct answer to the riddle. Very important. All that has to be left on there or we can't send you out the book. And we don't charge you shipping or anything. We send it out. We just to tell you we appreciate you listening and help you become healthier and healthier, happier and wiser. So, I don't know, you might be wealthier too if you get healthy, right?
Right.
All right, that number again, 844-WELL-100, or you can always go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.